You know, it can be so easy to deceive ourselves when it comes to this whole matter of truly believing in God. I mean, truly believing in Him. One of the ways that we can kind of test whether or not we truly believe in God is to see how we respond to God during our times of testing and trials. Now, let me tell you what I don't mean. As important as it is that we believe that God, that we be fully persuaded that God has power to rescue us in one way or another at some time or another from whatever the trial, from whatever the trouble is, it's even more important to see how we are living during the time of testing and trial. Are we emphatically telling others, God is going to come to my rescue. God is going to set me free. God is going to deal with this situation. And I mean, we really are persuaded He's going to come through for us. And that's where it ends. Or are we also, because we believe and we appreciate what we believe, we appreciate Him for what we're persuaded that He's going to do for us, we make it our business to walk uprightly before Him, to be blameless before Him as He has told us to do, to be holy and blameless before Him. Remember, the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And believing, loving, and obeying all go hand in hand. That's one of the surest ways to determine whether or not we truly believe in God from the biblical perspective. Are we truly loving God and out of that love, obeying God consistently? Now, I'm not saying are we consistently asking God for things that we want, and when He gives them to us, we thank Him. Are we continually obeying Him? I don't mean going on out there and committing the act that we know goes against His wishes and then just ask Him to forgive us or not. Commit another sin, you know, trying to track people so that we can know what they're doing, where they're going, know who they're talking to, trying to track them. Going to people who they might have favor with and telling lies on them to turn those people against them. Again, sowing discord amongst the saints. But still dancing in church, praying, preaching, singing, giving testimonies about how we told someone about the gospel of Christ while we were at the gas station. Now, I'm just asking you now, are we really paying attention to what God says belief in Him is? Are we truly loving Him to the point where we are continually obeying Him and doing our part as part of that act of obedience, that continual obedience, getting the sin out of our lives, allowing our nature to be cleansed more and more from its sinfulness? I realize that sometimes part of the challenge is getting to the point where you have the courage to say to people who have been engaging in some of the same sinful, wicked, dark activities that you've been engaging in, hey, I can't do this anymore. I've got to be real. I've got to be whole. I've got to be single-minded. I've got to be right. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm out. And sometimes saying that to one person might mean saying that to 21 people. Saying that to one person may mean you got to look that person in the eye every week or every other week when you go to church service. Looking at other people, partners in sin, who are engaging in some of the same drama that you were engaging in before you finally developed the courage to say, I can't do this anymore. before you finally decided that putting up a facade was no longer who you wanted to be. It's important to truly believe in God. It's so important that people be willing, ready, enthused about connecting with our Creator. But rather than spend so much time and energy focusing on the bad connection or the disconnection that others have when it comes to relating to our Creator, why don't we start with ourselves and develop the courage that we need to develop to admit that we are disconnected. We are broken apart. We are not relating to our God, our Creator, the way we should be. Yeah, we really do need to believe in God, but let's stop being so critical of so many other people because they follow some other religion, or maybe they're of the same religion, Christianity, but maybe some of their doctrinal beliefs are different from some of our doctrinal beliefs, whoever we are, whoever ours, whoever they are. Let's stop being so quick to criticize them, whoever them is, and really focus on self. Because in the final analysis, it's how well we will have done or will not have done in judging ourselves that's going to count the most in eternity. So if we say we believe in God, let's truly believe in Him and show it by a lifestyle that's consistent with His commands. Up next, let's pursue peace.